All right, so people wonder why we come out and stand against American churchianity, because it is corrupt and it's outside the word of God. We hope to instruct them, as the Bible says, that they can come out of the snare of the devil, whether that's for the world, could also be for people that claim Christ, so they are of the world. Here they put on Super Bowl parties at Lift Church. But why do we go and do this? Well, the Bible says contend for the faith once delivered. This is not the faith delivered that Jude talked about. The Bible talks about the shed blood of Jesus calling you to repentance, his death, burial, and resurrection that calls you to repentance. And guess what? Repentance is a changing of your mind and your ways, and you come out of the world. These places have not come out of the world. Recently, a young man emailed me. He saw us at Winter Jam, another false place that places like this would associate with. He saw us preaching at Winter Jam, and he said, well, I've come out of drugs and fornication. This is about the level of holiness that these church standards have. You know, don't fornicate, and many of them are still fornicating. And don't do drugs, many of them still do drugs. Many of them drink and do alcohol. And that is not the level of holiness. Jesus told the rich young ruler, one thing you lack. Ananias and Sapphira were killed for one lie. These people have no idea of the holiness of God, the standard of God. These people have no idea how deep in the Word of God we have to go. And guess why they don't know that? Because they're not born again by the Holy Spirit through repentance in this glorious Savior who rose again and shed his blood. They don't know and have the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit quickens you, teaches, convicts, comforts. They are not being taught by the Holy Spirit. They are being taught by hireling men and women behind pulpits. Assemblies of God has about 20-25% women pastors. They're being taught by feminist lackeys, feminist heretics, and even the men are feminists. Would they allow this in their unity to Assembly of God churches? So why do we go and stand out? The Bible tells us to publicly rebuke those in sin. We don't yell and scream and call them names. We're kind about it. We do rebuke them when they push against the truth and send them on their way. Two young men were just here trying to tell me that Colossians 2, where Paul says, don't be judged by Sabbaths, don't let anyone judge you for a Sabbath day, that they can throw away their feminist lady pastors, their false gospels, their worldliness, their Super Bowl parties, their pride and vanity, Proverbs 6:17 that God hates. And I find it interesting. The two young men, I'm thinking that one young man might be somewhat of a leader here. I preached the whole gospel to him. He did not respond to the gospel. He did not care about the gospel. He did not confirm it. He started arguing so they could keep sin. He started using bad eisegesis. I'm going to make it say what I want it to say. He was not holding fast to sound doctrine. He was not teaching the commandments of God in its entirety and truth. He's not understanding what it means to be saved by sound doctrine. 1 Timothy 4 says, sound doctrine saves. 1 Timothy 4, Paul says, continue in sound doctrine by which you are saved. Why are you saved by sound doctrine? You're saved by sound doctrine because Jesus is the truth, the way, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by him. And if you're in the truth, you'll know the truth, you'll love the truth, you'll walk in the truth, you'll keep the truth. But if you love lies, if you don't hear God's word, guess what Jesus said? In John 8, if you can't hear the words of my Father, fire truck going by. If you can't hear the words of my Father, Jesus said, Satan is your father. That means you're a child of Satan. Go take it up with Jesus. Jesus said the American church systems are children of Satan. They don't hear the word of God. They don't obey the word of God. They don't keep the word of God. They keep false traditions of man and woman, feminization. For we just love our neighbor enough to tell the truth, to warn you about American churchianity, tell you to repent and come out. Mark 7 says you're worshiping God in vain. What's going to become of you if you throw away truth and follow lies? American churchianity, lift church, assembly of God people. Revelation 22, 14 and 15. One lie you love and practice will send you to hell. This is a place of many lies, not just one. So we lovingly lift up the truth today as they gather for their prayer rally, getting ready for a revival. Let's talk about that. I guess, did I mention Super Bowl parties they put on? Carnal, fleshly, worldly friendship with the world that James 4:4 says makes you an enemy of God. But they are putting on an event that's supposed to get ready for a revival coming. There is no revival in the Word of God. There's a great falling away, Paul talks about. And so, if they would read the Scriptures, they would see. The truth is there to be seen. If they would ask the Holy Spirit for conviction, if they haven't been turned over, God, we serve a good God, He would give them direction and guidance. That's what we're here to do, bring attention to these errors, these sins, these false ways, these heresies, to the saving of our neighbor's souls. Perhaps a sheep here will see and listen and repent for God's glory.